After finding early success, the developer behind the Silver Valley development in Hanmer is working to expand the project. Located behind Shoppers Drug Mart on Municipal Road 80, the city's planning committee unanimously approved expanding the project from 80 rowhouses to 113, plus a four-story, 54-unit apartment building. It's estimated the 87-unit expansion will bring in approximately $308,200 in annual tax revenue once built, based on an estimated assessed value of $275,000 per unit. The project is being divided into five phases, and developer Marty Roy told Sudbury.com that the 17-unit Phase 1 has already been built and fully rented out. The second phase consists of 13 units and is approximately half built, with a waitlist of renters vying for spots. Roy appeared at Monday's planning committee alongside planning and development consultant David Dorland, where the two presented their proposed expansion to unanimous approval. The development is similar to others more common in the Greater Toronto Area, Roy said, adding that the rental units will be available to people aged 55 plus, and will eventually include a clubhouse for activities and green space to the north. People want to live in a community where every day's a Saturday, every day's a Sunday, where you can be as social as you want to be, Roy said, adding that it's a service much needed in the valley, where residents are retiring and finding themselves forced to relocate. They want to stay in their community, they want their home but they don't want the maintenance, he said, adding that snow removal and lawn care is taken care of for tenants. This week's planning committee meeting saw the city's elected officials approve a zoning bylaw amendment to accommodate the expanded project, which Ward 11 Count. Bill LeDuc said, is badly needed in our community for seniors. Choice Properties Right Ontario Properties Limited issued a letter of concern to the city, representing a nearby independent grocer grocery store and Shoppers Drug Mart pharmacy. They requested the committee's decision to be deferred, to allow for our clients and their consultants to review the technical materials, including material that addresses their concerns regarding noise the grocery store generates due to delivery trucks. City senior planner Mauro Manzan said the development is far enough from the businesses that a noise study wouldn't be necessary. In his report to the committee, Manzan credited the development's proximity to public transit service and grocery store as being positives, with the store making it a desirable location feature given the importance of access to healthy foods. Monday's planning committee decisions were all ratified during Tuesday's city council meeting. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.